talk marketing, tech, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. Today, we have a special guest, Kevin Donlan. Kevin Donlan is one of my mentors. He's someone that I met through a high-level coaching program. And today, we're going to talk about real marketing. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jerome. It's great to be here. Excited to chat with you today. Let's get rolling.
Likewise. So, Kevin, could you please tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you got to where you got to?
Well, so I'm founder of a company called Client Cloning Systems. I help founders and presidents clone their best clients. It's a way to grow mostly without advertising. You're sitting on a lot of untapped opportunity in almost any business with the clients and prospects you already have. That's the subject of about a 45-minute podcast interview, actually. But basically, it's a matter of retaining the clients that you have by serving them well and staying in contact with them, and then reselling to them. Guess will be the source for that. And then also referrals, turning one client into two and then four. You can do this actively by making it a part of every sales conversation that you have. When someone's onboarding, you can be asking them for referrals at that point. You can also have referral programs. It's my experience that people aren't easily bribed, and that's not the most effective way to get referrals. It can often be a matter of I'll donate to a charity of your choice for everybody that you send my way, for example. I've got a painter that I'm trying to convince to just do lawn signs. He's not doing those for some reason. He's got a great operation, but I've not seen him do lawn signs the way I'd like to see him doing them. So there are a lot of things that you're probably not doing that could get more referrals in your business. So those are the ways. And then with your prospective clients, a lot of times they'll just fall through the cracks. People are not systematic enough in their follow-up with someone who comes into your world. So typically you want to get them, you know, 5-7 email touches in a systematized manner every few days, but then they should go on to a drip campaign of printed newsletters or printed materials. Email is fine, but it's you and 700 other people every day showing up in their email inbox. So I counsel people, and I follow my own advice, do something in print every month that goes out to the people in your world. I know you get my stuff every month. And when I say newsletter, it can be a letter. It can be two sides of one sheet of paper with news and information about your business. That should go out to everybody who matters in your world. Referral partners, clients, prospective clients, all those people could be getting touches every month. That's a quick overview on how I help people clone their best clients. But a topic that you and I have talked about before, and I think we may be talking about today, is the concept of real marketing, I think. Would you like me to dive into
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Yeah. Before we go to real marketing, can you tell us, like we were talking about the referrals, mm-hmm. A lot of people, I know they want to know, like they love referrals, but it's mm-hmm. like, how do you get to referrals? So can you talk about some of the psychology on how you can get to implementing referrals correctly?
So referrals are a gamble for the person referring you, because it's their mm-hmm. reputation on the line. When they say, if I say you should talk to Jerome, he's terrific at what he does. I have to believe that you can deliver before I'm going to send you to someone in my world. So a quick way to get to that point where you've got enough trust with your client or even a prospective client, you can get referrals from people who don't buy from you, but is to, and I learned this from a very smart marketer named Alex Hormozi, is to make a series of micro promises early on and then keep them. If you can keep promises early on in your relationship, that shows that you're a trustworthy person, and it heightens the likelihood that you're going to get referrals. So it's as simple as, hey, I'm going to call you at 1 o'clock today. You don't call at 1:15. You don't forget to call. You don't call at 12:55 because you finished early. You call with, Swiss watch precision at 1 o'clock. You do what you say you're going to do. It's that simple. And you know what? People don't do it. If you it's like the cable company. We'll be there between 2 and 4 and they show up at 7 or they don't come at all. This is blocking and tackling, but it's don't underestimate how effective it is to just make and keep a series of micro promises. And you and I have talked about this before. Another thing I like to do is tell people what's going to happen, and then it happens, and then I follow up and say, what did you think? So, if I'm sending you something that's going to arrive by FedEx, and I can send you an email today and says, hey, Jerome, you're going to get a FedEx tomorrow afternoon. Please keep an eye out for it. So I'm making a promise. Now, if FedEx doesn't deliver, I follow up and say, hey, it didn't show up, but FedEx is going to deliver. So Kevin has kept his promise. Then I'm going to send an email that says a FedEx letter was delivered, at 12:43, because I can see the delivery time. So I tell you what just happened, and I do this like within the hour. And so then, wow, you know, it's two things you said that were going to come true, and they did. And so it's as simple as that. Just find ways to make and keep micro promises to prove that you're a trustworthy person. And of course, do whatever you can to surprise and delight your clients so that they're happy to refer others to you. There's a good bit of information in the book, The Experience Economy, which is it's been revised. It's a classic, but it was revised a few years ago. But one of the easiest ways to have delighted clients who are going to refer you is to surprise them. And I mean, surprise them in a good way. And surprise can be free. It can be, you know, something I send you extra. If I say I'm going to do three things and I do five, surprise. And maybe those two things are really easy for me to deliver. But if you're going to do extra things, be sure to tell the client, this is extra, but I'm happy to do it for you. And it's a surprise. So anything you can do to surprise clients is going to delight them. And it's going to make them more likely to refer you. You can also, another quick thing to do to get more referrals is to just make it a part of the onboarding process. If you're doing anything that require, like in health, for example, you know, weight loss or joining a gym, or let's say, of course, let's stick with real estate here. It's never just the person you're talking to. Every person is connected to like 250 other people. There's an old adage that if you have a funeral, about 250 people are going to show up. That's because the average person knows about 250 people on a first name basis. So if I'm, you know, if I've just started a relationship with you and I'm a real estate agent, I can plant the seed early on, you know, and say, Jerome, you know, I really don't spend money on Google AdWords. I don't have a billboard on the highway. I really like to delight the clients I'm working with and grow with referrals. So if things are going well, and I anticipate they will, I'd really be appreciated if you can think of, you know, a cousin or someone at work. And some psychology, so you want to be asking for those referrals and plant the seed early. Another thing I learned over the years is that people will refer for selfish reasons. And sometimes it's not out of the goodness of their heart, but it's because there's a problem that's going to come up that they don't want to solve. And so you can position it as, you know, if someone's going to be buying a house, maybe in your family, and it, you know, you don't want to hear horror stories and you don't want them to get screwed over and you don't want to have to deal with the fallout if they don't sell that house, you know, I'm happy to help because you and I have had a good relationship. And so you can couch your referral language as, I'm going to take a problem off of your shoulders. If you refer someone to me, it's a disaster you don't have to worry about because I'll take care of it. So think of how you could position yourself as someone who's going to kind of ride to the rescue and take a potential problem off their shoulders. Typically, it's going to be someone in their family that they don't want to have to deal with, and you can deal with that for them. So, you know, really make it very clear that a referral is in everybody's best interest and plant those seeds early and often, and then make micro promises and keep them early on and do what you can to surprise your clients and to delight them. You know, let me segue into the idea of real marketing here, because it has, it's applicable to referrals. When I say real marketing, I'm talking about finding the real emotional reasons why people buy from you. And you can find those in your testimonials and your reviews online. If you're just starting out, look at your competitors' reviews and testimonials. But you can use, you know, ChatGPT and AI for this. And you can plug in all the referrals you can find, excuse me, the reviews you can find for someone else, and ask ChatGPT, what are the themes here? But what are the five most common things that people like about Jerome? And it'll tell you in broad strokes, he's trustworthy, he's efficient, I saved money, that. So those will give you some broad strokes. But you want to look through every word of every review about you online and just look for unusual things that stick out, like the best or hilarious or lifesaver. Just look for emotional words that describe what you've done. And you want to look for outliers, things that are unusual in a good way, but you'll find them if you're looking for them. And those are the kinds of things that could be, those can be headlines in print ads or postcards. They can be subject lines in emails. So a lot of the thing that I tell people is you don't have to write great sales messages if you can hear great sales messages. So, and then the other thing is, of course, is to literally listen. When you're in conversation with people, they'll be saying things offhand that could be potential big money makers for you, headlines, themes of promotions, just in casual conversation. So you really want to get at the emotional reasons people are buying from you. Because at the end of the day, everything's based on emotion. We use logic to justify our buying decisions. But I'll give you a quick example. I was at a trade show with a client. They make software. which is really not a sexy thing at all. But, and it's hard to think of software as being emotional. But he was saying, he was quoting one of his clients who said, when, you know, we use your software, we love it. It's because I can go home early. And I thought, that's a headline. I can go home early. That says so much. Because these people didn't particularly like their jobs sometimes, and they worked long hours certain times of the year. I can go home early. So I was telling him, you know, hey, this is a headline, and we're going to do a promotion with that. And it can be just the quote from the client, and then the letter follows on that basis. But that's an example. I can go home early. That's the emotional benefit of using some plain old software that you think is not at all sexy or emotional. So the words are there if you look for them and if you open your ears to them. So that's the part one of the idea of real marketing, is to use the real words of your real buyers. The second part of it, the big part of it, is getting real, getting tangible. And you and I are fans of the same book, The Revenge of the Analog, which I know is in your library. Maybe it's close at hand. It's almost as if we had this discussion earlier today. Yeah, so The Revenge of Analog, it's basically the idea that people crave real tangible connections. We're doing this by Zoom right now. All things considered, I'd rather be sitting in a Starbucks with you or on a beach. You know, this would be more fun, but it's still fun, no offense. But, you know, people naturally crave human connection, and we want to touch real things and hold on to real things. And so analog is, I used to be assistant manager at the best record store in Detroit, by the way. It was called Sam's Jams, and we sold records.
Well, didn't they talk about that in this book?
That book, he had a record store in the book. It wasn't mine, but okay. Records are coming back because the record, it's a tactile experience. You take it out of the jacket. You can read the back of the, you know, it's a big thing. We would read these things. It's called liner notes, the back of a record. You may be too young for this, but, you know, you put the record on the turntable. You dust it. You have to clean it off. It's a little ceremony. Contrast that with, you know, Spotify, push a button. By the way, don't get me started on there is a big difference between digital recordings and analog recordings, completely different, much better sound with analog, but we won't go there. So, but the point is that people crave real tangible connections with other people and with their world. So my experience working with clients, I often get really good results with direct mail, which is not free. It's not as fast as instant as a text or an email, but it's tangible. It's real. It's tactile. You can hold a letter. And there are studies that show that people become more involved with anything that they can touch compared to what they see on a screen. Well, it's just more emotionally involving, and their brain waves look different. When you're reading something on paper, you can turn it over. There's more trust there, back to that word being trustworthy. So if you want to get more referrals, you know, make yourself real. And I'll give you another way to get referrals and surprise people at the same time is a thank you note. I don't know how many you've gotten from me, at least one or two. So that's blocking and tackling. It's simple stuff, but it's so powerful to send a thank you note. I've got one here from a delightful person who's maybe going to become a client. She's certainly become a partner of mine. We're going to do some stuff together, but it just came last week. I keep thank you notes. I've got boxes full, you know, drawers of them. Do you print out your emails and stick them on the wall? Nobody does that, you know, so we keep thank you notes. So I believe it was Tom Hopkins, the sales guru, who I think he got his start in real estate, if I'm not mistaken. He said his agency became 100% referral driven within about a year or two, because I believe he wrote between 3 and 5 thank you notes every day for a year. It's that simple. You know, Twitter required for this is if you can. And I've done big thank you note campaigns in my life that have always paid off, not the same week or the same month, but it has a compounding effect. So thank you notes are another way to demonstrate trust and to delight people, to get more referrals. And it's all the idea of being real with people, tangible. So that's a quick riff on the idea of real marketing and referrals in real estate. Anything else you want to cover in the next couple minutes?
Yeah, really quickly, I just want to emphasize and reiterate what you're talking about, because I help my clients like put a book together. That's like a big thing.
Right.
And like you would be like, if you didn't pay attention, you would be shocked. But print books sell at least 4 times more than the digital books. And the younger generations prefer the print books. Really? Like, yes, younger generations prefer the print. They prefer even mail, right? I read a study and it's talking about millennials, and it's like, look, we prefer the real thing, and it legitimizes who you are as a company.
Bingo. So that's something that people need to know, Jerome. You need to get, you know, that message across.
Absolutely.
People.
Other thing I want to talk about is this. You talk about thank you. So you're right. Like, I keep my thank yous, and this was from Darcy. So Darcy gave me a thank you, and that plaque up there is also from Darcy. These were like, thank you. She congratulated me for being featured in the thing. And I love that plaque up there with my picture and everything, but this is what I appreciated more than anything was the thank you inside of there. So
I can't remember. Yeah. I've had one real estate agent for the last 30 years. He's terrific. I don't remember getting a thank you note from him. Mm-hmm. Loved the guy, but so I mean, it's a wide open opportunity.
It is. And one more, just to emphasize and to show.
Yeah.
Kevin practices where he preaches. I got his book here.
Right.
And inside, he wrote me a nice note. And here is a thank you, right? This is just one of his thank yous that he's given me. So just wanted to show that off. I keep all of my stuff. I keep it around. Sometimes I can't find it, but I keep all this stuff. I even have, actually, I see it right here from Kevin. I have one of his newsletters, which he talked about a little bit earlier. Right. So this is another thing I tell people, like, you can write a newsletter. It doesn't have to be a full book. It could just be one letter, and I keep it. This is Kevin's newsletter here. You can kind of see this here. It doesn't have to be complicated, but it's a touch.
It's a touch. It's a real touch. And I'll tell you, if you're doing content online already, you've got your newsletter.
Right.
Some inside baseball, and then we can wrap up. Anything that goes in my print newsletter, that's the most interacted with stuff from LinkedIn for that month. That's how I decide. So I let the market decide. Whatever gets the most clicks and comments, that goes on in my monthly newsletter. Simple. And so I'm repurposing content that I'm already making. And that's how I wrote my first book, by the way. It was just about 15 different blog posts. Done. Book. So, but people should talk to you if they want a real book done the right way. But yeah, there's so much to unpack with this. We'll have to do another episode, I think, to talk more about real marketing.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate you. As always, I appreciate your time. For our audience that's listening, I've actually done a training with Kevin talking about the concepts of how to pull that real marketing out of your reviews and reviews online, how to use AI with that. And I'm going to link to that in the show notes. So, Kevin, thank you. Can you please tell us how we can get in touch with you and learn more about what it is that you do?
Yep. People can go to my website, which is clientcloningsystems.com, www.clientcloningsystems.com. You can request a free client cloning kit. And take a look at some blog articles of mine. And if you feel you qualify, happy to chat with you by phone.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time.